This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, where's the beef? Remember those commercials, Rich Sheeban? Wendy's used to have those commercials, where's the beef? Well, that's a problem now because there are meat shortages in the United States. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. We broadcast 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. And if you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. Please keep your calls germane to the subject matter of today's class. And if you'd like to listen on your telephone, while we are live, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time, you can listen to us on 712-770-770. 9418, provided by Global Star. Thank you, Global Star. Rich Sheeban's with us, Jason's Engineering. Welcome, Rich Sheeban.
Well, thank you, Vince. You know, I hate it when you are derogatory towards meat. I mean, we're so far advanced technologically. We have red dyeing meat, meat grown in laboratories. We have steroids, hormones, antibiotics in meat, GMOs in meat, pesticide-fed cattle, cloning livestock, modified proteins, and Taco Bell and Burger King was caught with horse meat. I mean, hey, we've got it going here with meat. And the amazing thing is that with all these FDA regulations and government regulations, the ranchers and farmers still have to go through all these middlemen in order to sell their product. And then when they can't do it, they have to destroy their product while people are starving. What a wonderful system we have, huh?
Yeah, you must be talking about us. Yep, because we had to sell, we've only gotten half of our herd sold so far. We have to get down to, we have to sell 70%, 70%, so we can still feed our cows. And what's happened is the meatpacking industry has been shutting down, and they've said they're coupled down a couple percent, but... And we reported that, it's not a couple percent, it's more like 25%. And then a few days later they said, yeah, it's just really more like 25%. So what's happened is the price of cattle has fallen dramatically. So we sold some cows at market. We're really excited about getting the check. And I have a feeling that from the numbers that I've been able to research, we will net less than $1 per pound for our cows. Now, at the same time, that we're netting less, and these are nice cows. I'm talking about 300, 400, 500-pound cows, you know, young calves, really, and heifers. And when you go to the supermarket, if you can find beef today, you know, the relatively inexpensive cuts, which would be ground chuck, for example, the price has gone way up. Price has gone up because the supply has gone down. The supply has gone down because the beef packers have closed many of their locations, the major ones across the United States, all across the United States. They've been infected by the coronavirus. Their employees are afraid to go to work because they work shoulder to shoulder to shoulder with their peers on the production line. And like 20% of them have gotten sick with the coronavirus, and they don't want to go to work because they don't want to die because some have died. And I don't blame them. I really don't blame them. So the good news is, while the farmers are taking a beating, a pummeling, and many of us will go under as a result of this, I hope that the meat packers go under, and I hope that food becomes local once again. It used to be before these big muscle men came into our agricultural industry and our livestock industry and pushed us all down. So, you know, when you think about it, the first cows that I bought were, 30 years ago. And I paid $1.06 a pound for the same size calves that we just sold. And we netted less than a dollar. So the bottom line is cows haven't gone anywhere in 30 years. And this is the beginning of the collapse of the cattle ranching, cattle farming business, in my opinion. I don't think it's going to come back for quite some time. And it's going to go local. And, you know, we could have solved this problem ourselves. We could have if it wasn't for the government. Because they say that it's illegal for us to sell our cows and have them processed by someone who's not USDA inspected. So there's no place for us to have them processed because the backlog is so great because even the small meat packers have gone under. There's no place for us to have them processed. It's against the law for us to sell a cow and butcher it here. Unless we're FDA inspected. It's awful. Absolutely awful what's happening. And it's not like there's a shortage of food. There's not a shortage of eggs. There's not a shortage of chickens. There's not a shortage of hogs. But yet, the supply chain has collapsed in the middle because of the coronavirus infecting the processing companies. And they're between the customer and the farmer. And so I have no sleepless nights in my future thinking about those poor processors like Tyson, Smithfield, JBS, none of them. I have no sleepless nights in my future thinking about them. I'm looking forward to food becoming local, and that's where it should be. We should not be shipping beef halfway across the country, lettuce halfway across the country. It's insanity. But that's what we've been doing. Because the generally dumb public wants tomatoes when they're out of season. They want lettuce when it's out of season. They want radishes whenever they want radishes. They want whatever they want. And greedy marketeers have figured out how to get it to them. While the farmer takes a pummeling. And those poor farmers who bought all this equipment, you know, hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars worth of equipment so that they can farm bigger, faster, smarter, they are in really serious trouble. Really serious trouble. We are killing, not we. Chicken farmers are killing chickens, perfectly good chickens, by the tens of thousands. Farmers are pouring milk by the tens of thousands of gallons on their fields. Because they can't get it to market. And nobody wants to buy cows. Nobody wants. Because what are you going to do with them? What are you going to do with them? Unless you're going to raise a cow or two for yourself and then butcher it yourself, there's not much market for cows. And that's what we're finding here at the farm. There are, now we have sold some cows, like one at a time. We used to be able to just load up a trailer and take them to market and they'd be gone the next day. Not anymore. Now, it's very difficult. Nobody wants them at market. And individual farmers want one cow or a cow-calf pair, a mama cow and a calf. So it's really labor-intensive to sort out. You know, I want that one over there. You know, you look at 100 cows. And, no, the other one. No, the other one. And her calf, wherever her calf is. It's really difficult. It can take you a half a day to get that cow and that calf separated when the farmer says that's the one they want. Unbelievable. But that's where we are. And so food is becoming more local and very quickly because people are going to demand to eat. And I like that. Wendy's is in trouble because they are now rationing their meat to the restaurants. Why? Because they can't get it. Can you imagine that? Where's the beef? Where is the beef? Well, we don't have any. What's going to happen when the managers of the restaurants at Wendy's and McDonald's and Burger King and all the rest of them, Taco Bell, and they start getting assaulted and battered because customers want to know where the beef is? You know, hey, how come? Well, blame it on your government. Rich Sheehan, any comments?
Oh, yeah, we can talk about this all day, but I have about 1,500 pieces of news here. But, you know, I think we have a lot of things to worry about. And I'm going to repeat what I've repeated the last few weeks regarding smart meters and the totalitarian, tyrannical state tool where the mayor of Los Angeles says, if you don't do what I tell you to do, I'm going to shut down your power and water. So it's not just getting the meat. It's how are you going to preserve it if the powers that be not only want depopulation, but are threatening to shut off your power. I think we have a lot of problems. And what President Trump should do is eliminate these FDA inspection exemptions. And this way, farmers can literally hire a liaison between the public, have the cows shipped to the public, and let's say a person who has 10 acres wants a cow and a calf and a pregnant cow. So what you do is you have this guy, this liaison, come over and show the person, the layperson, how to butcher an animal, which anybody who's a hunter already has those skills. And then they take care of the baby, and then the next baby shows up the next year, and then they take care of that, and then they take care of the heifer. And I think if people started being self-sufficient again, I know people who here in Montana who came from California who say, I got deer in my yard, sometimes elk, turkeys all the time. I can't shoot them because they don't know how to take care of them. I've had people come to me and have me explain to them how to butcher a chicken. It's unacceptable. We have been technologically, biologically, and chemically changed. We're killing ourselves because we've lost skill sets.
Let's see if I've got this right. So, Rich, what you're talking about is the federal government just is giving away $2.1 trillion frivolously, and all we wanted to do, all you and I and USA Preparers wanted to do, was have a very small school to teach people how to be self-sufficient. They wouldn't do that. They wouldn't do that. Not Bill Gates and his cronies. Not Jeff Bezos and his cronies, not George Schwartz, also known as George Soros, and his cronies, not Jumpin' Joe the plagiarist. And none of those guys have said, you know what, there's a group of people that are really kind of unusual, and they can really help us. Maybe we can get their attention, and maybe USA Prepares faculty could come help us get out of this jam. No, they're not interested in us. Because we have not all the answers, but we have some of the answers. We have the local answers.
Well, let me tell you, you just mentioned $2 trillion plus in a stimulus bill. Now, if you divided that by every single person in America, that's over $6,000 that each person could have gotten. But no, the government's got to be a liaison to dole things out, to give monies to the wrong people. And let me tell you where some of this money was going. There's 96% of your tax dollars that have gone to very frivolous, malinvestment, corrupt, manipulative departments. And I hear the music coming, so I'm going to mention that after the break, folks. Stay on board. Your face is going to be red, and steam will be coming out of your ears when I tell you where that money went to.
Oh, you won't believe it, class. I have the bill in front of me. I have H.R. 748 in front of me. 335 pages. Written by lawyers, and reviewed.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DV design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your for disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, HR 748, thank you, Joey, for sending me the information. HR 748 is the single biggest amount of money that the government has ever authorized. And it's between $2.2 and $6.2 trillion. So as Rich said, if you just divide that $2 trillion, that's a 2 with 12 zeros, by the 328 million people in the United States, you get a number that's just a little over $6,000 per head. That's every man, woman, and child in the United States. But if you really go to the real number, which is the $6.2 trillion that has been authorized, that's really over $18,000 per head. And not only that, this bill, which is 335 pages long, and it's full of legalese, and I tried to several times to reread several paragraphs of it this morning and last night. It was written by lawyers for lawyers. It is very complicated, extremely complicated, and it must have taken well over a year to put this bill together. As a matter of fact, the original introduction of the bill was January 24th, 19. That was before we even heard of the coronavirus. So this has been they've been thinking about this for quite a while, and this bill also has in it $600 a week for 4 months for unemployment insurance. $600 a week for 4 months. Now, a business month is 4.3 weeks. So if you literally, because some months have, you know, more days, some months have less days. If you multiply that $600 times 4.3 weeks per month times 4 months, that's another $10,000 per employee. So you get the $18,000 for at the $600. You have the $18,000 that will probably be authorized in payments of somewhere around $1,200. Then you're going to have the $600 a week for 4 months, which is another $10,000. We're talking about roughly $30,000 for employees' benefits. Where does this money come from? It comes from inflation. There's no other place. Or taxes, or both. Rich?
Yeah, absolutely. Taxes and inflation is what the bottom 93. That's why we're losing purchasing power. That's why we're losing opportunities. That's why I talk about how we're being divided, how we're being distracted, how we're being dumbed down, because all the money's is being, there's a huge wealth transfer going from the bottom 93%. I should probably should say now the bottom 90, because that back end 3% of the wealthiest 10% has lost a lot of ground. So basically the bottom 90% of people are paying for everything through taxes and inflation. Now here's where 96% of the missing dollars went to, okay? I'm not going to mention the amounts because there's a lot of commas and lots of zeros, but I want to show you how this has been allocated. Instead of giving thousands of dollars to each person, this is where it went. Migrant and refugee assistance, student loan bailouts, NASA, the U.S. Postal Service, and the Endowment of the Arts, Endowment of Humanities. Didn't even know that was the thing. Veterans employment training, not to give it to veterans, but to the employment training, mental health support, Department of Education Stabilization Fund, so they can keep more people in education employed, even though they might not be doing anything. Safe school emergency response to violent programs, public broadcasting like NPR, National Public Radio, museums and libraries. Social Security Administration for administration costs. Not for the Social Security recipients, but for administration costs. Cleaning supplies for the Capitol Building, the Smithsonian, the JFK Center for Performing Arts. Additional salary for the House of Representatives. You know, Congress gets after basically one term, okay, maybe a little more for the House. They get a full pension, full salary that you're paying for. Upgrade to the IT department in Virginia, the State Department diplomatic programs, Agency of International Development, International Disaster Assistance, Peace Corps, Howard University, Senate expenses.
Wait. Howard University?
That's correct.
When we come back, let's talk about...
And there's tons of grants, labels, it just goes on and on and on. So congratulations, America, that's where your money's going.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said on ABC's This Week that there are enormous signs that the novel coronavirus outbreak started at a biomedical laboratory in Wuhan, China, the city where cases first exploded.
I can tell you that there is a significant amount of evidence that this came from that laboratory in Wuhan.
A report from the Department of Homeland Security claims the Chinese government intentionally concealed the severity of COVID-19 from the international community, starting
in January when it stockpiled medical supplies by both increasing imports and decreasing exports. And Pompeo said the president is ready to make them pay when the time is right.
Classic communist disinformation that created enormous risk. And now you can see hundreds of thousands of people around the world, tens of thousands in the United States have been armed. President Trump is very clear. We're going to hold those responsible accountable. And we'll do so on a timeline that is our own.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The nation's top infectious disease expert is rejecting the theory that the coronavirus was created in a Chinese laboratory. Dr. Anthony Fauci says in an interview published in National Geographic yesterday that the evidence points to a virus that evolved in nature and then jumped to species or from species to humans. His comments would seem to contradict those of President Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who say they have seen evidence that the virus did come out of a lab in Wuhan, China. So far, no such evidence has been made public, and China has rejected the claims. More than 24 service members are getting a Purple Heart from the Iran missile strike earlier this year. U.S. Central Command announcing 29 soldiers have been approved for the military medal. 6 have already received their medals. The rest will be getting them this week. Iran's missile strike in January targeted an Iraqi base housing American troops. It was a retaliatory strike for the killing of a top Iranian general. And Wendy's is struggling to keep burgers on the grill because of a meat shortage. Some locations say they're already out of items because several meat processing plants have been hit so hard by the coronavirus outbreak and they've been forced to close down. We're open online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. Oh
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
DC, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Evans with us. And class, you just heard at the top of the bottom of the hour news that Wendy's is closing some of its stores because they don't have meat to sell. This is going to get worse. It is not going to get better. As a farmer, I know it's going to get worse. And it's not just Wendy's. It's going. And McDonald's is rationing beef to their stores based on what? Based on sales. So the more they sold before, you know, the good old days, you know, a couple months ago, based on the more they sold, the more they will get to sell now because there is a shortage. And it will continue throughout the restaurant industry. Now, if you think about this, how's that possible? People aren't even going to restaurants, and yet they have a shortage. And you mentioned Howard University. experts even. Howard University is a federally chartered, historically black university. Let me say it a different way. Howard University is in Washington, D.C. And it's a federally chartered, historically black university. They have an endowment right now of $693 million. And they need money for what was that? Are we saying? They need
money. Well, that was part of the stimulus package.
Yeah, stimulus. Stimulus bailout. Really? So the universities are getting money. The airlines have been ripping us off and overcharging us every way they can. They're getting, 25 billion, I think it is. I think I read that in the bill. This bill is 335 pages long. Let me just tell you how complicated this is. I'm just going to read just a little bit, just like part of one paragraph. Section 11004, for an additional amount for grants under the pilot program established under Section 779 of Public Law 115-141 to prevent, prepare, and respond to coronavirus, $100 million to remain available until September 30, 2021, provided that at least 90% of the households to be served by a project receiving a grant shall be in a rural area without sufficient access to broadband. Provided further that for purposes of such pilot program, a rural area without sufficient access to broadband shall be defined as 10 megabits per second downstream and 1 megabit per second upstream, and such definition shall be reevaluated and redefined as necessary on an annual basis by the Secretary of Agriculture, provided further that an entity to which a grant made under the pilot program shall not use the grant to overbuild or duplicate broadband expansion efforts made by any entity that has received a broadband loan from the rural utility service, provided further that the priority consideration for grants shall be given to previous applicants now eligible as a result of adjusted eligibility requirements, provided further that such amount is designated by Congress as being emergency requirement pursuant to Section 251B2AI of the Balanced Budget and Emergency Deficit Control Act of 1985. Is that clear? I hope you all understood that. It is 335 pages of that. Now, the president, I saw the video of him signing this, President Donald Trump. He was really proud of it. Really proud of it. This thing stood 6 inches tall. He signed it, passed out the pens. You know, all the people in attendance got a pen. It was really, I guess that's a prized item. Now, do you think for 1 minute that the president of the United States who signed this, over $2 trillion. Actually, it's over $6 trillion. Do you think he read and understood every single word? Do you think that? Do you think he looked at every single word? I wrote a one-sentence bill many years ago, and I read it on the air, and I don't have it in front of me, but it said something like this. It's just one sentence. That any representative who signs into law any bill without reading and understanding every single word shall be guilty of a crime punishable by not less than 10 years in prison. What I'm saying is if people sign bills into law without reading them and without understanding them, they have committed a crime. Do you think that anyone who is part of this, whether they were on the committee, whether they voted for it in Congress, do you think anyone has read the entire bill? Anyone on the planet, except for maybe the proofreader, except for maybe the team of lawyers. I'll bet you this thing cost $10 million to put this package together, just the words. Do you think that's possible, Rich Sheeman, that this House Resolution 748 costs more than... Well, around $10 million, just to put it together. you know, all these typists and reviewers and lawyers and lawyers and lawyers and lawyers and assistants and assistants to the assistants, etc. Add all that up. It's got to be over $10 million. Has to be. And that's probably a drop in the bucket.
Well, we've probably spent hundreds of million dollars on the fraud and the coup, the fake coup, or the real coup, I should say, on the Russia, 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 impeach, 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 Mueller trial, Ukraine, Ukraine, Ukraine. Basically, they do these fancy words, these Hegelian dialectic terms, these imperial con artist methodology and strategies. So we should literally change our America's motto, because the powers that be at the very top, they're not adhering to the home of the brave and the land of the free, and or vice versa. Basically, it should be the land of the double standards and the home of the hypocrites and snitches. This is what we're taught, what's happening here. And when Vince talked about what happened about Howard University, it has nothing to do with a black-white issue, folks. It's basically an issue of freedom and liberty and information. Because right now, the powers that be are doing everything to take over all information, whether it be medical, science, nutritional, jobs, economy. And, you know, Fox News, and I've mentioned this, they fire Diamond and Silk, but they hire and keep Donna Brazile, who literally not only was caught, but admitted and rigged a presidential debate for Hillary Clinton, who gave her the questions in secret. You know, it's all about hiding information. I'm even reading now that Obama knew that terrorists planned the Benghazi attacks 10 days in advance. It has nothing to do with this racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, volunteer, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Basically, it's divide and conquer strategies that they use to feather the nest of the elite and keep everybody else in control. And the facts no longer trump propaganda, hoaxes, false flags. So before you ask a question, you got to ask, what group are you in? Is it the aristocracy, or are you the serf? Do you have nepotism connections in the aristocracy? Is it a government or private sector job? Is it big corporation or small business? What gender are you, or what gender do you identify as? Skin pigmentation, shade, sexual orientation, religion. They are dividing us for the vote. I mean, government pensions alone could start a civil war. Because government pensions are getting, you know, $3,000, $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 a month, while everybody else is barely surviving. So the bailouts are being paid for by the little people in the form of taxes and inflation, and they think that we're stupid. And this is why. And if I may, Vince, I'm going to just jump into some articles that prove how the aristocracy thinks that we're dumb. Okay, here's an article right here, a court document named 70 people who knew sex trafficking and underage victims by Jeffrey Epstein. You see how they're wording this? People who knew. There were probably thousands of lawyers and judges and politicians and bankers and CEOs and who went to these Jeffrey Epstein islands. But now they're wording it as people who knew. There's no rule of law in this country, folks. Alaska Air swings to loss but beats expectations. That's code for we lowered expectations dramatically. YouTube's chief product officer insults his own users, which are you, as basement-dwelling idiots. And cheat by mail, 11.6 thousand dead people on Virginia's voter rolls. Stacey Abrams says more likely to be struck by lightning than find voter fraud. And Susan Rice says this pandemic is an opportunity to make sure every American has access to the ballot by mail. Okay, I'm going to read one quote, okay, because all the Democrats are pushing vote by mail, and there's a reason for it. And the quote is as follows. It's very short. Those who vote decide nothing. Those who count the votes decide everything. And that is a quote from Joseph Stalin. So, you know, when when they talk about all this humanity and diplomacy and equality and fairness and tolerance these days, where 80% of people are living paycheck to paycheck, where central bank interventions are going to be over 25% of GDP, phony economic benefits going to the elite for the too big to fails, too big to jails in the form of bailouts and stock buybacks. And Vince, you wanted me to talk about stock buybacks sometime today also again. And so while debt is growing faster for the bottom 90%, we live in an emperor has no clothes to society, where all these so-called awards and all these accolades, the Nobel Peace Prize, the Pulitzers, it's all done to fake out humanity to control the narrative. So a lot of the powers that be, the manufacturing of the perception of hate towards certain groups to create enemies by using these hoaxes and propagandas and lies and gaslighting and false flags, these are tools, these are weapons. You know, just like what happened in the last couple of days in Portland, Multnomah County in Oregon. Now there's no whites allowed, safe spaces for employees. And they say it's based on shared living lived experience and not identity politics. That's exactly what it's not. What it is, it's group identity politics. It's victim group status. It's protectionist group status. So we're artificially propping up the top 10% through stock buybacks and stock market and bailing out banks and Wall Street and welfare for the rich and, you know, big corporations and government and asset purchases for all the big guys. While they're allowing prisoners to be released, but it's illegal to go out and work for yourself. So, folks, we're literally beyond a Twilight Zone episode here. Nothing is legitimate. We are not, when we shoot pool and play chess, they're thinking 3, 4, 5 moves ahead, and we're learning how to play checkers. And that's what's going on. We're being insulted, we're being used, and we're being broken down and making work illegitimate. We'll be right back, folks.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, I just want to play something. I was in the truck yesterday with our son, and we're on a farm mission, and right here in rural Missouri. And the sky turned black very, very quickly. This was 61 degrees outside. 61. It was nice and warm. Sun was shining, and it went black. And then all of a sudden, we were in a hailstorm. And I literally thought that the windshield would get taken out. I'm just going to play the audio of this. You won't believe this. It sounds like machine gun fire. Now, we turned off the road. I was driving. I turned off the road, and I got under a whole bunch of trees. And, trees protect the vehicle. But just listen to this. That was hail, and it continued for quite a while. There was so much hail that the road was like ball bearings. Now, these hail pellets were the size of quarters. They weren't ping pong ball size yet, but the whole road was covered, and it was like you couldn't drive on it because it was like driving on ball bearings, literally. I've never seen anything like that in my life come out of almost nowhere. Boom. There it was, and if you didn't have a helmet on, I'm sure you would be really injured, seriously injured. And we were worried about our cows losing their eyes because they were out in the field, and this thing just came very, very quickly. So not only are we experiencing the coronavirus, the economic disaster, the shortages, the supply chain breaking, but the weather's nuts. We've had 4 days of 2 inches of rain per day within 2 weeks. Everything is saturated around here. So there's so many problems. And if farmers are trying to plow their fields, I don't think that's going to work. I don't know how far this rain has extended, but we've had it here in Missouri. And it is so bad that if it's a widespread area, crops cannot be planted in this. It'll take months for the fields to dry out. We've got equipment that we can't move because of all this mud. Have you heard of this as well, Rich Sheban?
Well, keep in mind, there's hundreds of weather modification tools / weapons that aren't patented, just like the coronavirus. So nothing surprises me anymore. Now, keep in mind, you know, you are going to get, as population grows, you know, we have the highest amount of people we've ever had in the history of America. So as natural disasters occur, there's obviously going to be more people being affected just because of math. But with these patents on weather modification tools by the, you know, the Monsantos and the Rothschilds and all these big people, I mean, apparently Bill Gates has a patent on the coronavirus. I mean, we're getting to the point where I think I could expect anything and not be surprised. I think nothing would shock me at this point in time. You know, since you talked about the coronavirus and I just mentioned it, I just want the audience to connect some very scary dots, okay? This article is titled, "This Woman is Pure Evil," talking about Nancy Pelosi blocking the investigation into Chinese coronavirus origins. And Fauci basically just coming out and saying, oh, it's not China, it's nature. Okay, it's pretty obvious where the line is between so-called Americans who have already been bought and paid for. Next article, Pelosi wants guaranteed monthly income for illegal aliens. Okay, for those of you who are living paycheck to paycheck, which is 80% of you, who have 70% who has less than $1,000 in the bank, that one was for you. Next article, coronavirus is making us all socialists. Well, yeah, when you devalue work, disincentivize work, make it illegitimate, that's what happens. Next article, Tanzania, faulty imported test kits claimed a goat had coronavirus. So a lot of these test kits, even India is saying they're not accepting any more test kits from China. Can you see how these dots are being connected, folks? And when I looked at a death chart, and this article is titled, How Convenient, look at this death chart. And basically it shows that all other morbidities and mortalities have gone down, and everybody who has, and even our government is now admitting that they are, if somebody has coronavirus or COVID-19, whatever they decide to use it or label it as, they are throwing them into mortality if they die of something else and labeling it as coronavirus. And even the Canada's chief public office official advocates 10 years ago in a documentary that if you don't take the vaccines to come, you're going to get tracking bracelets. Welcome to totalitarian, tyrannical dictatorship control, folks. We're here.
But, Steve, when we come back, I'd like to talk for a minute about devaluing work. That's one of the reasons we're here, you know, in this miserable place, because we've allowed the devaluation of work. We'll be right back.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.